Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And they have not done a good job of that lately, winning these big games that are either real playoff games or quasi-playoff games like Sunday night. Good afternoon, everybody. We are here on a Friday during the height of takeoff season and vacation season. Malzi across from me. Donnie's not here because he just did 4 hours. So Charlie Borges is filling in wherever you are, driving around, running errands, back to work. 412-928-9370.
Pony, I start with a declaration and then a question that comes right off of it briefly for you. One, I'd like to declare happy birthday to you. Happy 4-0. Welcome to the club. You are now 40. You and I did shows together when we were in our mid-20s. I think both of us thought we would probably have been fired at some point. Definitely me back then. And now here we are, 40-year-olds, parents. In my case, I'm going to be switching out of the Bill Raftery man-to-man and going 2-3 zone in June. And I want to ask you, I start this way to ask you this question.
Yep.
If Andrew Filippone could get a 40th birthday present from the Steelers, would he want a loss and a reckoning to follow, or a win and see what the hell happens in the playoffs?
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I could care less either way.
Could care less?
Yeah.
What the hell is that answer?
I am completely ambivalent on this game.
What?
Yeah, I'm good either way. I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
So you're good either way?
Yeah.
So you don't have a strong preference? You're not saying, I hope they get humiliated and it causes Art to like snap to and say, this isn't good enough?
I see positives in both. I see negatives in both. I think it's a very compelling side either way. So that's what I've resigned myself to.
I am very...
If they win, great. We'll have a playoff game to preview.
Sure.
And they'll have a chance to get the monkey off their back. And depending on the matchup and how that team looks going into the game, hell, maybe they'll shock us and win. But like to answer that question, whew, I do not have like the enthusiasm or the gusto to come on the air today and lie to the audience and say, man, it would really, really tickle my fancy and it would really be an awesome extended 40th birthday present if the Steelers beat the Ravens. This team, to me, doesn't deserve to make the playoffs. When you lose to the Browns and score 6 points, you don't, in a game that you win and you're in and get to rest this week, you don't deserve to be in the tournament. Now, they get a second shot. They got a breakfast ball, so to speak, in Cleveland. But I've given up hope in this team. And now they've got to try to pry me back in and get me back in with how they perform Sunday night. But if they do what they usually do in playoff games and lose and get behind big early, great. Like, I won't have a problem with that either. Because then that might, hopefully, knock on wood, fingers crossed, initiate or ignite some change here. I honestly don't care what happens.
Charlie Gorgeous Borges in there. If you ever watch a TV police procedural, One of the things that sometimes happens is a good interrogator, if it's a well-written show, will ask a simple question and get the perp
I just don't care.
To reveal themselves. But I think the tone and everything else, what you just said there means you do have a preference.
No, I don't.
You would absolutely like to see them lose this game in reckoning fashion here.
Well, but I'm saying to you that...
Like, your anger towards the team was what came through in your answer there, which I appreciated, like your candor there.
But I also get when the game starts... And things start happening. I'll want Lamar Jackson to do poorly. I'll want John Harbaugh to look bad. I'll want Steelers players like Cam Hayward to make a big sack or for Pat Freiermuth to catch a touchdown pass. I'll want things like that to happen. But the difference is, if it doesn't, I will not come in here on Monday down in the dumps. It's just, this team lost like that. That illusion of maybe this team is different, maybe this team can go on a run, I won't feel that. If they lose this game, I'll be like, good riddance. You blew it again. You sucked again late in the year. How many more times do we have to see this for the owner to wake up? And is this maybe a curmudgeonly 40-year-old take? Possibly. But I listen, and this is the difference, I think, between 40 and 30. Donnie starts his show today. I'm on my way to the gym. And he's talking about how this is another great chapter in the Steelers-Ravens rivalry. And he's pretty much, and I thought this was entertaining, chastising Steelers fans for not being more up for this game. I'm not up for it because you scored 6 points against Cleveland last week. Your best offensive player got himself suspended for this game. Your tight end, who has been like a complete revelation this year because he's such a massive human being and people don't know really how to game plan against him, broke his arm in the first half of this game. This team is also coached by Mike Tomlin, who loses a lot of games like this. So this, it's just like last year. Did last year feel like we had playoff buzz and hype? No. This team doesn't deserve playoff hype and buzz. They don't.
I would definitely quibble with Donnie calling it a great chapter between these two teams merely because usually the great chapters have involved both teams being objectively among the league's
best. All right,
let
me change the wording because I don't want him to get mad at me. Another chapter in the great Steelers-Ravens rivalry. Does that make it any better?
No, I'm not chastising him for saying this because taking that tack, I actually think on his part, is going against the current. There's a whole reason I started the show trying to get you into this mode and ask you this question. Because I don't think it's a great chapter in this rivalry or a chapter in a great rivalry. I think it's two very flawed, very average teams playing for a division title that'll put them right with the NFC South champ as likely cannon fodder in the first round, especially the NFC, but still two teams that really aren't seen as being capable of much. And I think the fascinating thing about it, and I do mean the word fascinating and all that it implies, is that both teams... And both fan bases seem to have a genuine fatigue for especially the guy coaching their team.
Yep.
I think there are Ravens fans mad about Harbaugh, and I think there are plenty of Steelers fans that if the Steelers lay an egg in this game, they will be caroling out in the snow, chanting Fire Tomlin and singing happy songs and generally acting like a group that got what it wanted because, as you laid out very nicely, they are so sick of watching it repeat itself year after year.
You called them before the show an enraging football team, and I believe the quote was, they are a disgrace. I can't argue with any of that right now.
Yeah, they make me very mad as a fan of like...
They scored 6 points against the Browns.
Tony, as a fan of just watching good football, they're not fun. You know, I've been like getting into the random podcasts and like I like getting perspectives from people who watch the whole league as like their job instead of like in the fishbowl. Do you want to know what, like, Nate Tice, very good analyst, he and his co-host said about that Browns-Steelers game? They started laughing when they broke it down and said, this was disgraceful. I watched every snap because I felt I had to. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen. I agree. A football team should not aesthetically inspire that kind of anger and still be alive for the playoffs.
So I just, maybe other fans can do it at 412-928-9370. I don't compartmentalize and say, all right, all is forgiven. Now, you know, you've got a clean slate against the Ravens. No, you pissed me off last week. You've pissed me off for almost 10 years. You lost 5 in a row to end last season. for everything that people say about, well, the Steelers have a mastery over the Ravens and all that, yeah, for the most part, it's true. When they played a must-have-it game, a playoff game last year, the Ravens kicked this team's ass. So I don't go into it with the whole, well, the Steelers own the Ravens hocus-pocus magic either. I don't. So, like, there's really, if fans, look, this is another one of my goals for 2026 and as a 40-year-old. If fans want pom-pom Pollyanna, there's all kinds of places to find it. I'm not telling you to go listen to other shows, but, you know, do whatever you want as a fan. Fans can act how they please. I'm going to come on the air here and give my honest feelings about things. And I would be lying to myself if I came on here and said, this team can do it. I am all in on this team. Let's go. No, I don't feel that way.
They don't inspire that in me
either.
If
they win,
they're not fun.
If they win, cool. Maybe they'll do some things in the win that'll make me feel better again. It will make me feel like, you know, the Texans are flawed or the Chargers are flawed or the Bills are flawed and they can beat one of those teams. Maybe. If they lose, part of me will be like, thank God this season is over. Because it started to feel at the end just like the last 9 Steelers seasons.
Well, do you know what else it would be? If they lose and Rodgers doesn't play well, I do think that will slam the door shut on the idea that he would come back. If they win and he plays a pretty good game, it'll be, I think, more evidence in the pro column for them internally that maybe they can just bring him back even at 43 and try to run this back one more time. And I also, forget about like the team at large, and this is something that you and I have talked about a lot, I'm also just tired of being on the hamster wheel with quarterbacks. Like, at what point is there going to be a real, actual, bold course charted? I know that Kenny Pickett was supposed to represent that. I'm not going to relitigate how badly that went. We all know. We saw it with our own eyes. But, like, now it's, okay, we had Justin Fields, then we had Russell Wilson, now we have Aaron Rodgers for a year. Are we going to do this again where nobody actually rips the Band-Aid off and says it's got to be different?
Rodgers sent mixed messages. He talked about how year two and Matt LaFleur's offense was so great.
Aaron Rodgers sent mixed messages about something and kept the door open?
Yeah,
wow.
He was cryptic.
Wow, it's almost as shocking as seeing a Steelers team throw the ball 2 yards past the line of scrimmage.
Are you jazzed up for Sunday night? 412-928-9370. Let's start with Tom. Hello, Tom.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hello.
Hey.
I've never been so, like, unexcited for a Steelers game than I have. And I was kind of upset that they put it on Sunday night. I just wanted to get it over with on Saturday night. I mean, the Steelers are going in this game like a wounded animal. The Ravens are going to come out. It's like the Steelers are against the ropes. They're going to knock them out early and often in the first half.
Thanks, Tom. Though, in Baltimore, a lot of people think the Ravens are going to find a way to stub their toe and screw this up.
Yes.
I just cannot. Yes, no, I'm talking to Tom.
Both fan bases go into this very self-loathing.
And,
or so I thought, and, because Donnie came on the air and was like, you guys got to be up for this game. No, I don't. With all due respect, I love Donnie. Great football guy. One of my best friends in this business. I think he does an awesome job. I respectfully underline, respectfully, and capitalize it. I do not, as a Steelers fan, have to get up for this game. The Ravens are 8-8, for crying out loud. This ain't the 08 AFC Championship game. It's not the 2010 divisional round game. It ain't even the 2016 AFC North Championship game. It's two of the world's smallest, world's tallest, you know what's, trying to get over the very small bar into the playoffs.
That's the thing.
That's what this is, folks.
That's the thing. That's where I started the show on my end, and that is
You got
the thing.
Two teams in the state of Ohio who can't get out of their own way, so somebody else has got to win the division, and it's either us or them. That doesn't exactly get me doing cartwheels and backflips for this friggin' football
game. In this city, one of the main storylines is the big money wide receiver lost his temper and like shoved/punched a fan, causing himself to get suspended for two games. In the other city, the big story is, does the quarterback fall asleep in meetings that was written by a beat writer? Does anybody actually like their coach? Does their coach know that he has Derrick Henry? Like, there's all these other things. There are absurdities abounding right now. The Steelers were without their best defensive player nominally because of a dry needling incident. This is
first caller up
this
says
is far from like vintage Steelers
first
Ravens.
First caller up says
on both
I've never
sides.
Been less excited for a Steelers big game, and we just had one last January at this time that people were having a hard time getting up for against the Ravens because they had lost four in a row to get to the playoffs. Mike is next. Hello, Mike.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
First of all, let me preface. I long-time Steeler fan. I have to talk about this, and I don't know if anyone's talked about it yet, but we have a big event coming up for the draft in Pittsburgh. Wouldn't it be a total organizational nightmare if we lose this game, or if we win this game and lose the first round of the playoffs? Wouldn't it be an organizational nightmare to have a bunch of people in Pittsburgh, where we're supposed to be a football town, screaming for the firing of our head coach? What do you guys think about that?
Well, here's the problem. The draft attracts fans from all over the place, and at no point, I think, is there going to be a plurality of Steelers fans in the crowd there, like really chanting fire Tomlin.
Again, second caller up, doesn't even want to touch the game, wants to already fast forward into the draft. If this had the feel of a big playoff game, play-in game with Steelers, Ravens, you think people would give a rat's ass about what the draft sounded or looked like? No. They'd be hyper-focused on kicking Lamar Jackson.
If these were two teams fighting
up
for Derrick the division, Henry. And the winner of the division was going to get the number one seed in a bye, and the loser was going to be all the way down to the 5 seed, people would be foaming at the mouth giving us football-centric takes. Right now, it's, can you imagine how much they might boo Tomlin at the draft if he's still here and they lose this game? That's why we're talking about it under the terms we are.
And again, maybe it was different on Donnie's show. I do think the midday show attracts like a more lighthearted, kind of optimistic, glass-half-full Steelers fan than we do. Maybe Donnie talked to people for 4 hours. They were like, hell yeah, I'm counting down the minutes and seconds. I can't wait for this game to get here. Not me. If they win, cool. If they lose, cool. Seriously.
All you want for your birthday is anything, right?
What?
Just let him go.
Charlie, I'm 40.
Hold on. Charlie's the perfect guy to ask this because you're a self-loathing Tampa Bay fan.
Charlie, I'm 40 years old. Hello. I'm 40 years old now. Why should I let this team losing this game on Sunday night screw up my life and cause me to be pissed off for the next 2 weeks? Why? They don't deserve that from me. They scored 6 points against the Browns.
Sports are meant to be fun and happy and give you positivity. And when you see something that may not give you that positivity, why give it a care? I agree.
Well, your favorite team growing up is in the same situation, although they might end up being in a situation where it doesn't matter if they win or lose.
Oh, I want them to get killed.
There it is. You
they
want
have won.
Your favorite team to absolutely get not lose. You want them
I
to
want
get killed.
I want them to get killed. They have won one game since the Dodgers won the World Series, and it was against the Arizona Cardinals.
I didn't say
Cardinals.
That. I didn't say I want the Steelers to get killed by the Ravens, but if it happens, so be it.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.